3. Ambiguity. A word or a sentence is ambiguous if it can be understood or interpreted in more than one way. The sentence, "She cannot bear children," may be understood to mean she is unable to give birth to children or she cannot tolerate children. The ambiguity is because there are two words, bear, with two different meanings. Sometimes additional context can disambiguate the sentence, as is illustrated by the following sentences. She cannot bear children if they are noisy. She cannot bear children because she is sterile. Both words bear, as used in the above sentences, are verbs. There is another homonym, bear, the animal, which is a noun with very different semantic properties. The adjective bear, despite its different spelling, is pronounced like the above words and also has a different meaning. Homonyms are good candidates for humor as well as for confusion. How is bread made? I know that, Alice cried eagerly. You take some flour. Where do you pick the flour? The White Queen asked. In a garden or in the hedges. Well, it isn't picked at all, Alice explained. It's ground. How many acres of ground? Said the White Queen. The humor of this passage is based on two sets of homonyms, flour and flour, and the two meanings of ground. Alice means ground as the past tense of grind, while the White Queen is interpreting ground to mean earth. Thus, sentences may be ambiguous because they contain one or more ambiguous words. This is lexical ambiguity. Some other examples of such lexically ambiguous sentences are 1. A. The rabbi married my sister. B. Do you smoke after sex? C. Mary licked her disease. D. Thomas Jefferson ate his cottage cheese with relish. E. The girl found a book on Main Street. Although 1E is ambiguous, similar sentences, such as those under 2, are not. 2. A. The girl found a glove on Main Street. B. The girl found a book on language. C. The girl found a book in New York. Sentence 1E can mean either the girl found a book which was lying on Main Street, or the girl found a book while she was on Main Street, or the girl found a book whose subject matter concerned Main Street. The ambiguity is caused by the particular semantic properties of the words book, on, and street. The meaning of book includes something like contains written information about. On is a homonym meaning on the surface of, or about, that is, on the subject of. Street has surface on which things may be located, among its semantic properties. In sentence 2a, glove does not include the meaning contains written information about, and therefore, on can be assigned only the meaning on the surface of. In sentence 2b, language does not possess any semantic property that would allow it to be used in a phrase of location. And consequently, on can be interpreted only as meaning about. In sentence 2c, in is not ambiguous in the way on is. It lacks the semantic property about. So the entire phrase is unambiguous and has to do with where the book was found. The semantic properties of these various words determine the ambiguity or lack of ambiguity of these sentences. They also reveal why in the sentence he lectured on semantics, on must be interpreted to mean about or concerning, since semantics cannot be interpreted as a place. But in the sentence, he lectured on Main Street can be interpreted as the topic of his lecture, with on meaning about, or as the place where he lectured. The semantic properties also explain why 2A is sensible, but 2D is not. 2A, the girl found a glove on Main Street. D. The girl found a glove on semantics. Thus we see that on can have two meanings in certain phrases, but only one meaning in other phrases. The semantic properties of the noun that follows it, as well as the semantic properties of the other words in the sentence, are the determining factors.